It's Weekend with Wiser, and boy, what a weekend it is. I just cannot believe there's so much good music in this town going on. Let's start with the LargoArts.com Central Park Performing Arts Center, Big Band Christmas, December 14th, Christmas with the Souths, December 20th, Holiday Traditions Around the World, Saturday, December 21st, and the Spheres Bubble Show, that is January 3rd. So much good music, so much holiday music. You know, you can give back to this community by getting tickets for the holiday shows going on now. On November 16th, this weekend, Wheel of Fortune Live is at Ruth Eckerd Hall. That is going to be just so much fun. And listen, the music lineup goes on and on. The Ale and the Witch has James Suggs, Mark Moltrip, and Dave Rudolph in the courtyard on Saturday at 4 o'clock. The Night Market continues Friday, November 15th at Three Daughters. Always a lot of fun. Kenwood Sunday Market, this Sunday, 10 a.m. Hot Tonic Live in the Beer Garden at Grand Central, this Friday at 7 p.m. Uncle John's Band, Sunday Courtyard Concert at the Ale and the Witch, the 17th. Sunday Jazz in the Lounge with the Boho Sideshow, followed by, yes, it's Brian Hughes and the crew. The Wicked Muse is at Mastery's this weekend on November 16th. It has been announced that Matt Dumb, our What's Brewing Tampa Bay guy, is starting to build out the new Pinellas Park complex. That's going to be exciting. Also going on this Saturday is Artistic Afrofuturisms, November 16th at 4 p.m. That's going to be at E. Chambliss Studio, 1326 Martin Luther King Drive in St. Pete. It is an evening with multidisciplinary artist and author Tanae D. Johnson. The Uptown Funk Fall Market is also this weekend, 4 to 9 p.m. at 615 23rd Street South. Third Saturday at Heritage Village is this Saturday. That's always fun. It's pet friendly and there's lots of music. Also this Saturday, look up at the stars at Boyd Hill Nature Preserve. It's astronomy night. That will be a heck of a lot of fun. We are interviewing a wonderful woman, and she is debuting her album. It's going to be just incredible, incredible. Alicia Crawford, she'll be in studio with us tomorrow, and it's just been announced that Gloria West is back, and she will be performing at our holiday VIP happy hour on December 3rd. Please go to our website and get your tickets now. So, Seminole at event by Fluff Animal Rescue is going on live on the Bayou charity event. And that is with music from Fiona Joy, 3 to 4, and Homegrown, the Zach Brown Experience from 5 to 7. And that is on Sunday, November 17th. So leave the honey home, let them watch football, and you and the friends gather to do that. It'll be a lot of fun. There's also a luau night at Seabreeze Island Grill. The Bogota Kitchen presents the Shake Society. And Rock the Crab Festival, a local musician benefit, will be an IRB at Crabby's. There's Movie in the Parks at Largo. So that's just a little bit. Let's talk about the music that's going on. The 15th, Bert Kreischer has his comedy night at Ruth Eckerd Hall. Tab Benoit is at the Capitol Theater on the 15th. And OAR with opening act the Reese Brothers are at The Sound the 15th. 15th and the 17th, the Sarasota Opera is giving a concert, and Pinocchio debuts also this Saturday and Sunday at the Palladium from the St. Pete Opera. From the 15th through the 24th, you can begin to enjoy some of the holiday fun. Irving Berlin's White Christmas is at the 8 o'clock theater at Central Park Performing Arts Center. Or perhaps you're in the mood for a new Sherlock Holmes adventure. Moriarty is through the 15th. Matthew McGee is Sherlock Holmes, and that's at Freefall Theater. Mountaintop continues with American Stage, and the Creative Pinellas Arts Annual is also coming up. And you can see a lot of things going on at Creative Pinellas this year. They're going to even have an arts and crafts pop-up. Our friend June Bunch will be having her art there. It's wonderful. The James Museum continues with icon symbols of the borderland, art from the U.S.-Mexico crossroads, and the Dolly is opening up a new photography exhibit as well, and that is happening this week. So, you know, art, music, theater, we have got it in spades. The Sunshine, the Shine Mural Festival continues as well. There is a Moody Blues tribute 16th at the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center, and also Music of the Nights. Florida Orchestra will recognize the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, Elton John, and Paul McCartney during two pop concerts at the Mahaffey Theater on the 16th. The Petty Experience is also on the 16th at the Palladium at St. Petersburg College, and the Pineapple Thief, a progressive rock band, will be at Biltheimer Capitol Theater the 16th. If that's not enough, there's also a Taste of Clearwater, sponsored by the Clearwater Rotary Club at the downtown Coachman Park. That marks the 100th anniversary of the Clearwater Rotary Club. Wheel of Fortune Live, Ruth Eckert Hall, and Better Than Ezra, the New Orleans Quartet's Legends of the Fall, comes to the Capitol Theater the 17th. And Disney Junior, live on tour, let's play all your favorite characters from Ariel, Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, at the Ruth Eckert Hall the 17th. The Lush Life is also at the 17th at the Palladium. Amy Grant, the singer, philanthropist, and queen of Christmas, is at the Capitol Theater on the 19th. There's also a Beatles tribute at the Sound at Coachman Park in Clearwater on the 19th. Well, we love ourselves some Sauce Boss Gumbo Blues, and that's the 21st at the Palladium. And remember, you can experience Pink Floyd if you haven't seen the immersive experience at the Dolly. You can go to Ruth Eckert Hall on the 22nd to enjoy a tribute show. On the 22nd at the Palladium, Ed Waltle and Kirk Adams perform, and the 22nd Festival of Trees premiere, a favorite experience. From the ARC Tampa Bay's premiere party and silent auction. That's at the Long Center on the 22nd. 22nd through 24th is the Suncoast Jazz Festival at the Sheraton Sand Key. Get your tickets now. We'll be there. Diego Figueroa, Ken Paplowski, Jason Marsalis, 80 performers from all over the world and locally. Daniela Soledad, Nate Nager, James Suggs, the Al Downing Orchestra, Brian Hughes and the crew, La Luca, so many fabulous people. A Charlie Brown Christmas. I love the music of Vince Guaraldi, and there's going to be a performance at the Palladium on the 23rd. It goes on and on. And again, support your local music. And speaking of making things disappear with flair, the Zubik Magic Theater is debuting their holiday show, so please go over and get your tickets, support them. Bonnie Raitt, the 23rd, is at Ruth Eckert Hall. The 23rd through the 31st is the Victorian Christmas Stroll, a very popular event at the Henry B. Plant Museum in Tampa. And Supertramp Breakfast in America, the Classic Albums Live Series, is at the Capitol Theater on November 24th. Holiday Lights in the Gardens, it's going to happen, folks, November 29th through January 4th. Florida Botanical Gardens will be illuminated in the annual festive event. There'll be pop-up vendors selling wonderful local arts, and that's going to be great. The pop-up gift shop will be at Creative Pinellas in Largo the 29th through the 4th and will benefit the organization as part of its arts annual fundraising. Jimmy Falea, the comedian and Fox News television host, will be at Capitol Theater November 30th, as will Dave Koz and his friends at Ruth Eckert Hall, the longest-running jazz-based Christmas tour ever. So there's so much going on, but we cannot believe that theater, arts, music. So Radio St. Pete will be so many places in the next week. It's going to be a really fun time. We're going to be at the Floridian Social tonight. We won a Good Burger Award. We're really excited from the St. Pete Chamber. Thank you to all of our guests and our podcasters and music hosts who make us one of the best of the Bay and a Good Burger. The Exchange Club fundraising concert with Greg Billings is at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the 16th. Radio St. Pete will be playing some music before the concert starts at 6 o'clock. Get your tickets online at the Exchange Club. The Run Fest, St. Pete Run Fest, November 15th through the 17th. We're a live broadcast with Joe and Jay, 11:15 from 2 to 6 p.m. The Suncoast Jazz Festival will be there, Nanette and Fiona. That is the 22nd through the 24th. On the 21st, the Grand Debate is at the St. Pete College, and it's going to be a wonderful, incredible experience at the SPC Seminole Campus Digitorium with many local colleges participating for a chance to win $1,200. Eastern Florida State College, Hillsborough Community College, Palm Beach State College, and St. Pete College will be broadcasting live as well. On November 27th, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill celebrates Tampa Sports Connection, Mike Rickard, 8 years. And on 11:30 to 12:01, it is Shopapalooza. And that's 300 vendors, all kinds of incredible music. We hope you'll join us for our December 3rd holiday party, 1 to 5, with free live music and a no-host bar at Green Bench Brewing Company's Web City Cellars in downtown St. Pete. Please go online now and get your tickets for the VIP private happy hour, 5 to 7 p.m., which includes 2 beer tickets or 1 wine ticket, light nibbles, and a private concert with, yes, Gloria West. She's back in town, and we'll have an interview with her tomorrow. The music lineup is going to be amazing. It is subject to change, of course, as sometimes these things happen. From 1 to 2 will be the Celtic Conundrum Trio, 2 to 2:30, S.G. Wood Solo, 2:30 to 3, Sarah May, 3 to 3:30, Doug Spears, 3:30 to 4:30, Jane Azoo and the Afro Soul Trio, 4:30 to 5, Ella Lee Solo on acoustic guitar, 5 to 5:30, Alex Bors, 5:30 to 6, Olga Shine, and then followed by 6 to 7 for the VIP event, which goes from 5 to 7, with Gloria West. Amazing Gloria West. You've heard of Gloria West with the gents, and that's going to be fun. So please, please, please come out to Radio St. Pete's first annual holiday happy hour and concert. Greenlight Cinema opens Anora this weekend. It is a Palme d'Or winner. It's an audacious, thrilling, and comedic variation on a modern-day Cinderella story, and it is from the Sean Baker. It's captivating. Ani, a young sex worker from Brooklyn, whose life takes an unexpected turn when she meets and impulsively marries Vanya, the impetuous son of a Russian billionaire. However, when Vanya's parents catch wind of the union, they send their henchmen to annul the marriage, and it's a wild chase through the streets of New York. It runs from the 15th through the 28th. And on the 16th, I hope you will join Eugenie Bondurant, Mary Rachel Quinn, and their crazy crowd of improv students for a free, and I mean free, event at Greenlight Cinema. It starts at noon, and popcorn is free too. Donations are welcome. So there is just a couple things I want to tell you about the Florida Folk Show. Our wonderful Pete Gallagher, Tim Valle, and Posse, they're going to be at the Archibald Biological Station with eco-interviews, plus Seminole Indian singer Rita Youngman, songwriter Mac Martin, and Grant Livingston, who penned the Scrub Jay song of A Visit to Archibald. That will be this Saturday. They will be live on air. You can catch them on Facebook Live as well. And it's going to be an incredible time. You know, Pete has been doing some amazing interviews, eco interviews. Please go to our audio blog, search for Pete Gallagher, and the Florida Folk Show is one of the featured shows on air. So in addition to that, I hope you'll go over the bridge on the 17th and join Paul Wilburn and Eugenie Bondurant at 3 p.m. for an afternoon of unplugged words and music at the new Tampa Performing Arts Center. Eugenie is going to read from Paul's award-winning Cigar City Story Collection, and the Front Porch Picnic Group were doing songs featuring Eugenie, Robin, and Cher, and saxman Jeremy Carter. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. So please join them on the 17th. And let's just scroll down to a couple other things that are going on besides Shine. So you know that Monday night is the jam at the Hangar. It's always fun to go there. Fiona French sat in last week. Janice Live has, 11:17 is the Blues Travelers. 11:19 is Panchico with Glare. 11:21 is Queen Herbie. 11:24 is Animals as Leaders. We've told you about the Palladium. Duke Energy Center for the Arts, 11:16 is the Florida Orchestra, Music of the Nights, followed by 11:17, the popular 99.5 QYK guitar pull, 11:22, Dreamcatcher, 11:23, Brahms Symphony No. 2, the 5th of December, Brian Regan, the 6th of December, Matt Matthews, the 7th of December, America, the 8th of December, Whiskey Myers, and on the 14th, the Florida Orchestra, Classical Christmas. Many other things coming up. Please go to the Mahaffey website and look at that. Over at 7C, they've got some incredible music going on. Please stop in at our friends, the Foodie Labs. Coming up, a Floridian Social on the 23rd of November, a He's Brain Tickler Tour, and on the 29th, the Black Honkies Band. December 5th is the Mountain Goats. Also going on is at Dave Koz and Friends, we told you about that. But did we tell you about the December 8th Bowser's Holiday Rock and Roll Party? December 12th, Avatar The Last Airbender in concert. December 13th and 14th, Sherry Seinfeld. December 20th, Mindy Abair. And December 21st, a rockapella Christmas. And then January 8th, Los Lobos at the Ruth Eckert Hall and Capitol Theaters. You can't go wrong there, folks. A couple other things going on. 12/11 at the Sound is the Alan Parsons Live Project. The 13th is the Polar Express. And the 14th, Bret Michaels Party Gras. So, folks, if you can't find something to do this weekend, it's on you. Get out there, smell the fresh air, enjoy the sunshine. It'll be a little cooler than ever. Enjoy the incredible music. And if you're looking for me, I will be everywhere that you can imagine. There is live music outside, inside. Get a gift card, give it for the holidays. Celebrate your friends, celebrate your family. And so, for Weekend with Wiser, I'm signing off, and we will see you next week. Aloha.